In 1957, the Omaha Symphony Guild and the Omaha Public Schools in the area wanted to have an orchestra for young musicians to experience playing in large ensembles. The idea grew into having multiple youth orchestras and a pipeline for musicians growing up in the community. Omaha Area Youth Orchestra, or OAYO, is designed for any young musicians who are ready to make the next leap on their playing. Abiba Siegel has been the music director and principal conductor of OAYO for over 20 years.
There's a place for everyone. You can be start at our beginning orchestra. We have a prelude strings program. We have our youth concert strings. And then for winds and brass players and also string players, we have youth philharmonic. And that's sort of a progression from there. Musicians have an expanded set of abilities on their instrument. And then we have youth symphony.
The youth symphony gets to play the music that the Omaha Symphony plays. Every year they do a concert side by side with the Omaha Symphony. The concert takes place at the Holland Performing Arts Center. OAYO reaches out to many children.
I am so excited about our chamber music program. It's really been a process, and with Sophia Potter, our director of chamber music ensembles, it's really grown. Any musician who would like to in our programs can take chamber music. It's wrapped into tuition cost. And there is nothing better than conducting an orchestra full of chamber musicians because they'll take so much responsibility for music making. They know how to communicate. They know how to sort of get out of themselves and really be part of an ensemble.
Siegel started to play the cello at the age of 5. Later in college, while majoring in philosophy, the college orchestra was run and conducted by students, and Siegel started to conduct there. Her career in conducting took a turn when she conducted the Portland Youth Philharmonic.
The ability to take an orchestra from one level to another and to have also that excitement, like, this is the first time we get to play this amazing music. I was hooked, and I was like, oh gosh, what am I doing with these professional musicians? I'd so much rather be working with young musicians. And this is really a dream job for me to get to be a music director of a youth orchestra and just watch that transformation and watch the love of music blossom.
Siegel describes the growth of young musicians as the growth of human beings. They learn how to play, communicate, and how to breathe all together.
All of a sudden, you have this intensely human experience. And I think as human beings, we respond to that and we say, wow, I want to be a part of this. I want to contribute even more to this whole.
OAYO does not turn any student away. Anyone who wants to participate will find a level of tuition that will accommodate them. Without asking any questions, they can choose which one of the three levels of tuitions is better. And even if that doesn't work, they figure out a way to give a young musician a place in OAYO. From third grade until high school, you can start preparing for auditions. All auditions must be submitted by May 3rd for the 2023 and 2024 season. You can find out more information about auditions and concerts at oayo.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.